This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
I just got the news from Mama Cioli.
Yeah.
Because of the hurricane, they're down in Myrtle Beach. So now they're coming up.
Yeah. South Carolina, they're right in the path, aren't they?
Yeah, so they're coming up. And I know.
Well, they're saying
Wednesday, Thursday, they're going to be here.
That's wonderful news. Very helpful.
It's wonderful.
Bridget needs a break.
We're all very happy to have them come. Very happy. My mom had some harsh words for the hurricane and for everybody in the low-lying areas of the hurricane.
Oh, be careful, baby.
That's her official hurricane warning. It's Mama Cioli's official hurricane warning. I made the mistake of responding to her. I don't know why I do this. What's wrong with me? I'm going to learn. My mom texted me during the show, and she says this: "You sound great, not like you're in pain at all." So I wrote back, "Thanks, I'm having a tough time breathing." Because it's a little bit harder for me. I have to your diaphragmatic breathing.
And projecting.
I haven't been on the air in a week and a half, and I had surgery, so I'm relearning all this, basically. Also, I didn't do show prep. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I write my mom back. I go, "Thanks, I'm having a tough time breathing." So here we go now. "Can't you do a best of show and leave and go to the doctor? Maybe there is something wrong." So just turn on a best of show. Just turn on the best of. What does she think? This is the 1970s, like a rerun? Turn on the best of show. Greg, hit the best of button.
"No, I'm right here, honey."
I wrote, "I feel fine. It's part of the process." Rich, if you're having trouble breathing, that's not really good. Fair point.
She's right.
Why do I respond to her? What am I thinking? What is wrong with me, Dawn? When am I going to learn? When am I going to learn?
She loves you and she's worried about you.
Every day on vacation, I got, "Rich, don't go in the Chesapeake Bay. The flesh-eating bacteria is there." Every day I got that message from her about the flesh-eating bacteria in the Chesapeake Bay. And I wrote back and I said, "Well, hopefully it'll get my fingers so I don't have to respond to your text messages anymore." That's what I said to her. I literally said that.
No.
I said, I hope I get the flesh-eating bacteria and it just takes my fingers so I can't respond to your text messages.
Why are you so mean?
That's what I said to my mother.
Oh, you silly. Is he making a fort?
Can I tell you something? Whenever they say if you're having any difficult breathing, it's the number one reason you go and get that checked out.
Here we go.
She's right.
Why do I bring you into the conversation, too? The two of you. The two of you high-fiving. Wonder Twin Powers, form of bubble wrap.
Worried Mom's Club.
Wonder Twins Activate, form of bubble wrap and a doctor and an emergency room. No, I'm fine. My point is I have to use my diaphragmatic breathing, and as it goes through my esophagus, because they put the magnets on, I have to just reuse my breath. See, look, if I was on NPR, Dawn, we were on NPR, this would not be an issue. You know why? Because they don't have to use their diaphragm because they're boring. So I would just talk like this. So today we're all looking at the hurricane, and now we turn to someone who also doesn't know where the hurricane's going to land. Person who doesn't know a damn thing, where do you think it might land? Interesting. Now we'll go to someone else. Where do you think it could land, or not land, or maybe go somewhere else? I could just do that, Dawn. That's what I need is NPR.
See? Well, maybe you should just do the NPR breathing and voice for today.
But just for today? Hey, HYY, I got a topic for you.
Oh, boy.
How about a host who can go more than 5 decibels by using diaphragmatic breathing? Right now, we're going to talk about supplies for a hurricane. John, are people buying water? They are. John, yes. Can you tell us about the water they're buying, John? Is it bottled water? This is what I mean, Dawn. And we actually have to, we don't compete with them because they get federal funding.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
They don't have to worry about messing up their live reads if they don't have the promo code right.
By the way, the promo code is 1210.
Well, they don't have to worry about that. You know why, Greg? Because they get government funding
and
we don't.
It's true.
So if HYY doesn't get a live read right, it doesn't matter. So, yes, and our sponsor today is the taxpayer. the taxpayer who's paying for this low-energy broadcast, not news, not noise. It's a dumb billboard in 95. A dumb billboard. That's stupid billboard. Hey, if NPR is really all in on climate change, you know what they should do, Dawn?
What?
Take down all billboards so people don't drive and see their billboards. That's what they should do. NPR should not. If by having a billboard, they're encouraging cars. Am I right?
It's true. And they're encouraging people to look up when they should be looking on the road.
Distracted driving.
Which is not safe.
Also not safe as well.
Yep.
Yes, this segment today brought to you by the American Treasury. We want to thank the government of the United States and local suckers for paying for
local
this.
Local suckers.
Donate now. We'll give you a coffee mug. And the three tenors, excuse me, two tenors, one of them had a Me Too problem.
Oh, boy.
The two tenors singing. It's your contributions that make this station so incredibly freaking boring. What else do I have here? Oh, yeah, we got a lot of great audio. Oh, a lot of great audio. This is one of those things. Oh, you got a thank you message from my mother. Thank you, Dawn.
I'm with you, Mama
Dawn
Zioli.
Is the only one who protects Mama Zioli. That's right. It. You and Greg, you team up together, the two of you.
Don't go back there.
All week now. Do you know what we did with my? We did this thing with my son. My dad, when I was a little kid, did this for me and did it for my brother too. I remember this. An amazing tradition. We were down at the Jersey Shore. And right before we left for vacation, we found a treasure map. I was 5-6 years old. Found a treasure map, an old treasure map, like in Goonies.
Like in,
behind,
I was just going to say that.
Like
Goonies,
in Goonies.
Yeah.
So we go to the Jersey Shore, and it was Barnegat Bay. And lo and behold, at one night at sunset, we go down there with the treasure map, and I dug up a treasure as
wow.
a little kid. And I remember this like it was just yesterday. One of the best things my parents, the only nice thing they ever did for me was that.
Stop.
With
no,
the treasure.
That's not true.
But I always said, I want to do what my dad, I always remember that my dad and I like digging that up together, you know,
sure.
my mom on the beach and yeah. stuff. So we wanted to emulate that with our kids, with Patrick for this vacation.
Aww.
So we did. We found a treasure map. We made one. I hope he turn off the radio, honey, if he's listening. We made one there with an old paper bag. We soaked it in tea overnight, and then we put markings on it. And like I burnt some of the edges, and we did markings for where the treasure chest
cool.
would be. And then last night on the beach, our last night in Cape Charles, I
yeah.
guess, so Sunday night, we went and he dug up his treasure.
That's,
by following the treasure map.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. You should have seen how happy he was, jumping up and down with like the happiest little guy in the world.
Was it like Blackbeard's treasure or something?
Literally Blackbeard's treasure,
oh.
literally. And because the beach was so crowded, the original place we planned to bury it, we couldn't, there were no spots. It was packed. But we found a more secluded spot of the beach. And my son is so smart. I taught him how to look for an X. X marks a spot by looking at the various different things. So we used the two jetties that go out into the bay,
sure.
the two rock formations,
yep.
cool.
which look like a beard, side chops of Blackbeard's beard.
Yeah.
I thought about this all on the spot. And then there was a giant trident that stuck out. It was just basically a tree, but I said it was an old trident from Blackbeard's pirate. And that was out there. And we used this, and my son figured out where the treasure was. And conveniently enough, it was right under our beach mat where our chairs were, so that helped.
And, yeah, I was going to say, how much prep went into you actually putting the,
Blackbeard putting in the treasure.
Yes.
Well, we had to stock it with stuff to make it look legit, right? You had gold coins and diamond, like, not real diamonds, but stuff to make it look like a treasure chest.
Any, like, chocolate or anything?
No, we can't
have chocolate.
Well, also, it would be like, 200 years old.
Oh,
it would probably be expired by then.
Okay, that's
this
true.
The woman who won't let her kid eat chocolate from 2 hours ago would bury chocolate in the bay where crabs could get it and everything else. That's amazing.
It would be in plastic.
So he got the treasure, and he got these big, my wife's grandma had these big dollar coins from the 1800s.
They're oh,
probably
wow.
worth a lot of money. We put those in there, too.
Somebody's going to call in or tweet and say, those are worth
$20,000. I know. Probably that's going to pay for college,
yeah.
I hope. He's not allowed to keep those. We're putting those in the safe
yeah,
for him.
Yes.
You know, in at the safety deposit box at the bank. But we did that, and he was just so happy to discover this pilot. And the little capitalist that he is, he went out and bought an Avenger with it because he got money.
Of course.
Right?
Of
so
course.
He goes, Dad, I got enough money now to buy a new Avenger. I said, you sure do, pal. So
had to take his winnings and
take
know,
his winnings and go.
That was his
great.
Reward.
That was it. It was a good thing. So what a fun activity. Playing pirate. It was great. And I did such a good job being authentic with this that last night he made Bridget leave the pirate treasure chest out of his room because he was scared of it because of the pirates. That's how legit
wow.
I was. That's how legit I did. See, so my parents should take it as a compliment that I want to emulate the one nice thing they ever did for me.
Not one.
But I wanted to emulate that. They should feel good about that,
sure,
right?
Yes.
That I, years later, wanted to recreate something so special that they did for me.
Can you tweet out a picture of the map? Do you still have the map?
We got it all. I got
you
map,
do?
I got videos, I got pictures.
I would
love pictures.
To see love something. To see it. I think the audience would too.
All right. I'm very good. And of course now, because of climate change, I had to keep moving the treasure every 5 feet. You know, because the bay kept them moving. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was high tide. Sorry, it was just high tide. I said wait for low tide and bury it.
Wrong, yeah.
My mistake. My bad.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.